Today on Be'ezah Hashem we learned Daf Mem Dala Masechtas Yuma. The topics we're learning about include: the Gemara will discuss the halacha which forbids anyone from being in the heichal while the Kohen Hagadol is performing the Haktaras Haktaras, and will elaborate on this law to show when it applies in other cases as well. The Gemara will also elaborate on some of the differences between the Avodah of Yom Kippur and the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, which is performed during the year. Finally, the Gemara will discuss various types of gold that exist in the world and the differences between each of them. Some of the key topics and concepts that we'll be learning about include Lashon Hara. The Torah forbids one from speaking ill of one another, whether in front of the person or not in front of him, and regardless of whether what he said is true or not. Par Kohen Mashiach. This is a Korban Chatas brought by a Kohen Gadol who unintentionally transgressed a sin that is punishable by Karas. Par Halam Davishal Tzibur. This is a Korban brought in a case where the Sanhedrin erroneously permitted something which is punishable by Karas, and the majority of Klal Yisrael followed this ruling. 12 parim are brought as carbon, one for each shevet. Siri Avodah Zarah. If the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin was related to Avodah Zarah, then 12 siri are brought as a carbon chatas, one for each shevet. In addition, 12 parim are brought as well as karbanas oila. In each of the three above cases, the blood of the carbon is sprinkled on the pareches of the heichal. The Torah is careful and considerate of Jewish possessions. We see this, for example, in Nigi Bayis, that before a Kohen pronounced the house Tameh, which would designate it and all its contents to be destroyed, the Torah gives the owner an opportunity to first remove his possessions from the house.